Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
While cinemas in the city remain shuttered, folks on Long Island will be able to go back to the movies starting tomorrow. That is, with restrictions.
The owners of the small, independent Belmore Movies and Showplace have been hanging on for the last 7 months and 1 week, getting help from any available relief program, putting everything on hold.
We were taking pictures of the meters and sending them to PSE&G, please don't charge us. Then we had to make appointments come down because they were charging based on last year's rates. We couldn't afford that, so we did whatever we could.
Annie Stample says when, as she put it, they got kicked out of Phase 4 reopening, it was devastating. But now reopening at 25% capacity sounds pretty good. Nassau County Executive Laura Curran took a look at the changes they've made.
And I was very reassured by what I saw, by the protocols that they had put in place to reopen. I felt safe advocating. If I felt safe to send my mother or my kids to the movies, I felt safe enough to advocate.
She insists with testing and tracing protocols in place, with hotspots that do crop up, it is possible to stay safe with a slow, phased reopening. Sonia Rincon, 1010 Winds in Belmore, Long Island.